You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is The Joy Formidable. They're so good. We heard the song Whirring from the record The Big Roar, which was released back in 2011. These guys are out of all places, they're from, they're Welsh. So there you go. They are from Wales. For a split second, I'm like, they're from Welshland. No, they are Welsh, which means that they are from Wales. They were formed back in 07, and the members are Rhiannon, Ritzy, Brian, Redian, Daffy Davis, and Matthew James Thomas. Lots of names for three people. So they're a three-piece. And I was turned on to them by my tenant in Detroit, of all people. His name is Mike. He's a very cool guy, and he had me over for dinner, like, I don't know, just a week and a half ago. And he played a bunch of really cool music. And that's the beauty of you know, just getting to know new people and whatnot and sharing music. That's some of the best things that can happen, really, in life, is discovering new stuff. So he turned me on to a lot of cool music in, I don't know, a few hours. And I was like, good, because I need this. I need new music. And some of this stuff isn't new. I mean, we're talking, like, that last record was 2011. But it's easy to be stuck in your own little vacuum of what you like. And you played over and over and over. And doing a radio show every second week, you have to try to at least make an effort to, you know, extend or to reach out. And I mean, I've been stuck in ruts. Like, I've been doing this show since, like, I want to say 03, something like that, around 03. I mean, the format was a little different. I shared it with somebody else, and then there was some, yeah, but my point is, for a while, I mean, yeah, for sure, there are times when I just, you run on empty, and you're like, oh, I don't know what to play, and whatever. So this show, I think, is going to be good. Yeah, that's, I'm feeling good. The next band I'm going to play is called Cults, another band that was turned on to be my Detroit Mike. And this band is out of New York. These guys have been around since 2010, and they are a two-piece. Yeah. Their first record, this is interesting. Their first record was actually released on a label that was set up by Lily Allen. Remember her? That British singer who was, like, always sort of topless? Kind of cute, but, you know. So that was her label. And the label is called In the Name Of. That's what it is. I wonder what's up with Lily Allen. I don't know. Do I care? Not really. All right. So Cults is the next band. Now, my name is Anita B. And, oh my God, of course I'm getting a phone call in the middle of my radio show. That's unusual. Listen to my phone. You got a little sexual healing? Yep. So let me kill that. Okay. When somebody needs to get a hold of me, it's all like, all right, whatever. I'm just laughing. But where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. I was just telling you who I am. My name is Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I do this show every second week. So every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And it's hot. It's really hot out there, like right now. Like, holy crazy. I say this because I just got off the diamond. I was playing, so I'm a teacher at a high school, and I was playing a game, a staff members versus our girls softball team game. And it literally, I get out of school, it was like 90 degrees, my car tells me. I was like, wait, what? Like, I walk out into, like, but it was a little bit windy, which is even weirder. So it's like a convection oven. So just, like, roasting. And of course, the diamond is, like, the dustiest thing in the world. And I just feel just so dirty and sweaty. And I feel like I'm just, like, this, oh, bleh. Anyways. So there's that. So I came up, I've just been working all day, went to that, went to here. And I'm here with us all. And look at this. There's a hi. Somebody just walked into the studio. Looking confused. Okay. It's 6:40. So I'm going to stop talking and let's listen to this band, Cults. Again, I said, here we are. We're going to hear the song Go Outside off of their debut record released in 2011 of the self-titled. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, here we go. The station is CITR 101.
This special report from NBC News.
Good evening. For about the last 30 hours, we here at NBC News, in common with other news organizations, have been trying to establish what happened last night at the airstrip at a place called Port Kaituma on the northern coast of South America.
Ryan had gone to Guyana to investigate the conditions of Americans being held there against their will.
Whatever the comments are, there are some people here who believe this is the best thing they've ever happened in their whole life.
If I really wanted to, I'd be able to go.
I both understand you say that you both want to leave Jonestown on this date, November 18, 1978.
We'll be right back. To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Thank you.
That is the Besnard Lakes. They are so fabulous. I love that song. That is Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent, almost a 9-minute song. It's part one and part two. And you can find that on their record. The Besnard Lakes are the Roaring Fire. Yes. All right. Those guys are out of Montreal. They are a husband-wife combo. And the album was released back in 2010. I'm playing a lot of stuff from the start of the teens, aren't I? Oh, the Besnard Lakes. Oh, and Arcade Fire in there before that from 04, from that like hit, just caught on fire record, Funeral, that was released on Merge. We heard Neighborhood Number 3, Power Out. I haven't played those guys in forever, Arcade Fire. All right, the time is 7 o'clock on the nose. My name is Anita B, and my show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Yes, have you heard? It's kind of a bummer. I mean, yeah, he had such a hard life, and that's Bushwick Bill. Do you guys all know who Bushwick Bill is? Well, if you know anything about the Ghetto Boys, he was one-third of the Ghetto Boys. Really sad. So he died. Just the other day. He died on June 9th. What's the date today? June 12th? I don't even know what the date is. So this is really creepy and sad that he only on May 1st of this year, he revealed that he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And then just over a month later, so June 9th, he died. And he was the little guy, of course, only 3'8". And just a crazy life, born in Jamaica. If you know the cover of that one record, it's really gross. He actually had shot his own eye out. Like, he lost an eye, and there's, the cover of that record has him on a gurney getting pushed through the hospital with the other two guys. Like, it's a real shot. Like, it's actually a shot of him in the hospital. So he'd gotten a fight with his girlfriend. And I don't know how he did it, but he shot himself in the eye. And he also had claimed to become a born-again Christian. So there you go. But then, so that was in 06. And then 4 years later, in 2010, he was arrested in Georgia for possession of marijuana and cocaine. So there you go. That's Bushwick Bill. That's the life of Bushwick Bill. So let's honor him, and let's listen to... this song, Mind Playing Tricks on Me. I've played this before. I think I've played the Ghetto Boys before in my show. I really like this song. And why? Well, because it's really dark. It's a really dark song. And when I think of rap, I think of these guys fronting all the time. It's just like, my life is perfect. I've got like diamonds and, you know, money and blah, blah, whatever. Bling. And, these guys, they sing it's real, and it's like about depression, and it's about, you know, crippling anxiety and whatnot. And so, hey, you know what? I like it. It's kind of cool. I've always liked these guys. So let's make sure that I'm not, just turn that off. Okay, hold on. Yeah, we're good. Let's listen to some Ghetto Boys. This is from I want to say either 90 or 91. From their debut record, We Can't Be Stopped. Okay, here we go. This is the Ghetto Boys on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Sit alone in my four-cornered room.
Let me try that again.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating a joint for traps.
taking my telephone for text. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that fool that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, met a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and bailed out quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day, it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning, I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still, it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with. And then I'm worry-free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after. And if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating. Robbing little kids for bags. Till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace. Took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured. But this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Warm, a bit of snow. I know I need you there. Around and
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 F101.9. Correct. I had to think about that. I say that so often that it's just like, what? All right, I'm just tired. Oh my God. My days are chock full of stuff. I played softball today. Yesterday, I played a baseball game. That was what? Yesterday was Tuesday? Sunday, baseball. Friday, softball. Oh my goodness. All right, I'm going to stop complaining. I'm not complaining at all. In fact, the sun is streaming into the studio here and it's quite nice. And I'm feeling quite illuminated. Yes, I am. It's 7:17 and the date is June the 12th. Holy moly, we're only 9 days away from the summer solstice. That's a very special day. It's when the sun, of course, is at its longest time during the day in the year. The longest day of the year. Why? I'm just tired. I teach this stuff too. Or you could say it's the shortest night of the year. One or the other. Yeah. So it's kind of that magical time for anybody like me who suffers from seasonal affective disorder to shine. Yes. Okay. Let's find out what we just listened to. That right there was Flipper. Hey, guess what? I saw Flipper on the weekend. It was a really good show. Yeah, it was on Friday. So it was at the Astoria. And, the original lead singer of Flipper died back in 87. So Flipper were formed back in the late 70s in San Francisco. And William Shatter. I like the name of his name. I like his name. The name of his name. I'm so tired. William Shatter. He died in 87. And so for this tour, we were blessed with David Yao. David Yao, you're like, who's that guy? He sounds so familiar. Well, he's the guy from the Jesus Lizard. Yes. And he's looking pretty old because he is old. But when he, like, I saw him playing pool prior to the show. And I was like, oh, look at that cute little old guy. Then he gets on stage. And the show was gonzo. It was just nuts. But I couldn't get any really good pictures. I like to, you know, take some shots at shows and whatnot. And I don't know if he was moving around too much or whatever. But the crowd was super into it. And so was I. So that was Flipper. It was a good time. And I got a cool shirt. So there we go. All right. Before Flipper, we heard a band of the same era, definitely, and not too far away, the Wipers. The Wipers out of Portland. Those guys were formed also in the late 70s. And we heard the song The Circle off the album of the same name. And what can I tell you about the Wipers? I just love them. I've always liked them. They actually remind me of a local band. Inherent Vices remind me of the Wipers, actually. But these guys released a bunch of albums, actually, starting in 1980, all the way up to 99. It's quite surprising how many records they've released. That's what I need to tell you, I think. Okay, we heard prior to that the Geto Boys. Of course, Bushwick Bill, now dead. Sad. He died 3 days ago. It is 7:20, and let's find out what's going on with the weather. Yeah, let's see. Weather, Vancouver. All right, let's see. Oh my goodness gracious, look at this. It is currently 20, hold on a second here, 27 degrees Celsius. Yeah, which if you like to convert into Fahrenheit, because my brain does both. I'm bi-temperatural. that's like 27 is like 83-ish. Yeah, 82 Fahrenheit. So for Vancouver, that's pretty hot. And when I got out of work, yeah, it was like my car said 90. So that's kind of crazy. So tomorrow is Thursday. We are going to have a high of 25 and mostly sunny, which is nice. Yay. Friday, the next day, 21 and mainly sunny. Then we hit the weekend. Oh, perfect baseball weather. Yes. Both days, highs of 21 and sunny. So that's quite nice, right? All right. Let's see. What do I have next? Oh, I've got this band right here. They are called Smith Westerns. They we are going to hear the song of theirs called Weekend, and you can this was released back in 2011 from the record Diet Blonde. All right, let's listen to this band. Oh my goodness, I'm so tired. I just want to go home and like lay in bed and do nothing, or lay on the couch and watch baseball. That's what I want to do, and I think I will. So when I get home, I'm gonna put on my delayed Tigers game, yay, and eat it up. So there you go. This is Smith Westerns. The station is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Anita B, and this show here, keep tuned. It's Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here every second week from 6:30 until 8. Here we go, Smith Westerns.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 19th to 23rd, 2019. Discover over 250 bands, comedy, film, and art in more than 30 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Julian Baker, acclaimed indie pop artist Japanese Breakfast, the incomparable hip-hop stylings of Rap City, experimental noise rapper JPEG Mafia, subversive hip-hop artist Leaf, raspy indie folk favorites Hop Along, anthemic grunge rockers Bully, and over 180 more artists still to be announced. To see the current lineup and to get your festival pass, visit sledisland.com.
Can you please release me?
All right, that right there is a classic from Lady Hawk. I love Lady Hawk. They're so great. I think they're just resting. That's my best assessment of what's going on with Lady Hawk. I don't know, in the past 5 years or so. I haven't heard any official announcement of a breakup, but those guys originally from Kelowna and then moved to Vancouver. And that last record, No Can Do, was released in 2012. And that was that's just like a great one off that. The time is 7:39. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here with you all for the next 20 minutes, at which point McConan comes on with his show, Mixed Cassette. So before Lady Hawk, we heard something from the band Always. I love them. I love them so much. And that song is so perfect. It's called Dreams Tonight. It's from their 2017 release, Antisocialites. And they're originally from PEI. I did not know that. I knew they were from the Maritimes, but Prince Edward Island originally. Yeah. And then Metric out of Toronto, but they've lived other places like Brooklyn and whatnot. We heard their hit there, Monster Hospital, featuring, of course, Emily Haynes on vocals. Yeah. All right. What do we got next? Brutal Poodle. Yeah. So this is a John Johnson thing. So Brutal Poodle, I saw them not too long ago. They're a three-piece, and I really love them. Anything John Johnston does is amazing. He's been in other bands such as Slow Learners. I'm trying to think of the other bands. Right off the top of my head, I don't remember. But he emailed me this one and said I've got a new one. So, yay. This is cool. So, but you can also find it on Bandcamp, too. So these two new songs were released just last month, like in May. Wow. So there's Crowd Control and Low Tide. We're going to hear the song Low Tide. So let's give this a listen. Whoops. Yeah, let's see. Good. Okay. I'm so tired. I haven't stopped moving for so long. All right. As I mentioned, this is Low Tide from Brutal Poodle. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Yeah.
Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
All right, I think I'm out of here soon. That right there was awesome. I love that song so much. I hit the wrong button, and I was like, that's not the song I want. So that's Tough Age. From about, 5-ish years ago, just over 5 years ago, November of 2013. I can't believe that's when that was released. Seems like yesterday. That was their, I believe, their inaugural release, self-titled. The song we heard is Coffin Foam. They're a local band, Tough Age, or they were. I believe the two main characters have since moved to Toronto. I know that they did. I think they're still there. So, but they're still an active band. So there you go. That's Tough Age. Before that, we heard something from Dumb, four-piece band. Local, their Vancouver band on Mint Records. The song was De Mas, and the name of that record is Club Nights, so that's Dumb. Before that, Brutal Poodle. Love those guys. You cannot go wrong. The song we heard is Crowd Control, and it's a single you can find on their Bandcamp, so go check it out. The time is 7:53, and I'm out of here pretty soon, so I hope you enjoy my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, so you can always go to the CITR.ca site where all the podcasts are. You can just click on the podcast section and you can listen to any show, really. But you should listen to my show. You can find my podcast there. I don't know what else I need to tell you, except I will be back in 2 more weeks. So my show is bi-weekly. So, which sometimes I'm confused as being, is it twice a week? But that's what they say. They say it's a bi-weekly show. So every second Wednesday, 6:30 till 8. McConan should be coming on soon with his show, Mixed Cassette. Right now, I've got some X-Hex. Now, they have a new record out, which is really good. And I've been playing stuff off it because I should, because it's so awesome. Which is three females. Mary Timoney is the one of the main singers. She's kind of like the main one, but I noticed on the new record, I forget her name, but the bass player is doing some singing too. And she's got a really good voice. But what was I going on about? Yeah, they have a new record, and I've been playing stuff from it. But I'm going to go back to, I think, the first song that really drew me into these guys is Hot and Cold. And this song, the video for the song features Ian Savonius, if you know him. He's from The Makeup, originally, the band The Makeup, out of, like, Washington, D.C. And he's busy with... Ian Savonius stuff. He's such an interesting character. I got a photo, interestingly enough, when they played here, weirdly enough, at the same venue, but not the same show. Huh. I got a picture of me and Mary Timoney, which was cool. And I think somebody else from the band, maybe Betsy. So XX. And then, oddly enough, not long apart from that moment, I got a picture of me and Ian Savonius at the same venue too. That was when the Owl, what was it called? The Electric Owl was happening, which I really loved. It was a really good venue. I got a cool shot of me and Ian Savonius. Huh. I should go find that. Anyways, Hot and Cold. Yeah. So here we go. Check out the video if you can. It's so perfect. And there we go. I will see you in a couple weeks. Enjoy your CITR listening. And here we go. XX. Oh, it might be nice if I turn up the volume. Yeah, that would work. Okay, let me try this again. Everything was going pretty good. I didn't screw up too much tonight. And then, of course, whatever. Who cares? Anyways, this is the Merge Records release, by the way, in case you're curious. All right, let's try this again. This is X-Hex on CITR.